We are just excited that you had a chance to be here tonight. Once again, I'm thrilled tonight that you were able to be here on short notice and make it over here. We're kicking off tomorrow a 21-day fast that we had talked about last Sunday. I'm challenging you to give the Lord the first part of the year. This is not really a new thing. This is not a new thing. This has been a biblical thing that's been taught through the ages, the power of fasting, but yet sometimes we really don't understand the power of fasting. We don't understand its importance on our life. We just think about going hungry. And, you know, that's not for me. We don't think about going hungry. And as I was sharing last week, that fasting goes beyond food. You still have to do a food fast. If you never fasted food before, that you can fast other things in your life. Let me say this to you. First of all, fasting should be something that has meaning in your life. Don't fast broccoli, like I said, if you don't like broccoli, okay? Don't fast Facebook if you only check Facebook once every 2 weeks, okay? That's not fasting. If you're like somebody, I know, I won't mention any names, Pastor Mel, but if you have to check Facebook, you know, 5 times a day, then that could be something that you want to give up. And so, but we're just together. I'm excited because I know that we're going together as we set that. We're going to take on a more mature thing. We talked about last week how God has called us to grow up, that we're not called to drink spiritual milk all of our life. He's called us at certain times to step up and to chew on the meat of God's word and to do things that are more mature. And so it's like I shared that last summer we did a 6-day challenge on reading 3 chapters today. This year I believe God is calling us to start off with you with a 21-day fast, giving up something, praying together, and seeking God's will for our life. We're going to talk about why fast tonight. Last week we talked about fasting 101. This week I want to talk about why fast. Answer that question. We should always re-examine our hearts. Some of you know that we should always re-examine our hearts periodically. This is an important process of being a Christian, that you take time to re-examine your heart. That's a very important thing to re-examine. God, do I still love you the way that I'm supposed to? Do I still love you the way that I did when I first met you? God, am I more in love with you, or am I growing out of love with you? God, am I getting stronger spiritually, or am I getting weaker? Am I becoming more mature, or am I becoming more immature spiritually? And we have to re-examine ourselves, because sometimes you have years when you mature, and other times we'll have years where we go back and we don't grow in the Lord. So this time of self-examination is very important spiritually, that we take time to examine ourselves, examine our lives, and find out where we're at. Why do we fast? We know that fasting puts fuel in the prayers. Does God answer our prayers without fasting? Yes, He does. God will answer your prayers without fasting. As we talked about last week, that when we fast, there is an extra emphasis that is put upon that, and we see God answering prayer more quickly and even more powerfully, and doing things when people begin to fast along with praying. It was like pouring fuel upon the fire. And so tonight, let me talk to you about a couple of things. First of all, I want to talk about some things we ask yourself before you fast. You should ask yourself these 3 things when you fast. First of all, what are your motives for fasting? What are your motives for fasting? Make sure you have pure motives. You'll fast tomorrow. Make sure you have pure motives. Don't fast because everybody else is fasting. Don't fast out of peer pressure. Fast because you genuinely want to grow closer to the Lord. Have your motives. Don't fast. All right, this is a good idea because I wanted to lose weight anyway. And so if I did my 21-day fast and I put it along with my special diet that I have, then I'm going to lose weight. And I'm also being a good Christian. You know, and it's just not about that. You know, if you fast some food and fast some things, you're going to lose weight. That's a side effect of it if you're fasting food. But that should not be your reason for fasting. You know, don't fast because you have an ulterior motive. Your reason for fasting should be because you want to go closer to God. You should also realize that we are fasting and we are letting go and releasing God's best for your life when you fast. Number 2, we should also realize that what are the results we're looking for? What are the results when you enter the fast? What are you looking for? What are the results that you are sitting there? What are the target areas that you're putting out? I'm believing God for this. In fact, that's what you should do this week. If you are targeting some things, you need to write those things down. God, this is what I'm believing for this fast. These are the answers to prayer I've been asking you about, and I'm wanting for you to have some clarity of this. I'm wanting to have some direction during this fast. I need you to speak to me during this time. I need you to make some clarity. God, what is my purpose of fasting? Why am I in this fast? I say to you, maybe find even your theme scripture for yourself. Find a theme scripture that you know this is going to be my scripture during this fast. This is a scripture I'm wanting to come alive in my life. Write that thing out. Put it on your mirror in your bathroom so every morning when you get up and you go to work or school that you can see that thing there and you're planting that in your heart. When you go to brush your teeth, you're right there looking at that on your mirror, putting that word back into your heart. So find your theme scripture and put it up on the wall or refrigerator or somewhere where you're going to be. If you're fasting food, don't put it on the refrigerator because you won't go there. So put it on the mirror. Are you determined to minister to the Lord? Number three, are you determined to minister to the Lord? It's important when you go into a fast that you realize that we are called to minister to the Lord. Acts 13, that's what it says in Acts 13. Oh, is this down working? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me get my scripture. It's a good thing I have a printout right here. All right. Let's go to Acts 13. Some of you guys just pulled. I have this scripture up there all the time. And Acts 13, 2 says a simple phrase, as they ministered to the Lord and they fasted. That when in the New Testament, see as they minister to the Lord, they fast. And that's an important thing. We realize that when we fast, that we are called to minister to the Lord. You ever thought about that? I mean, we think God ministers to us all the time. We kind of have that attitude that when we are in church, we're receiving of God, He's a good God, He's ministering to us. We get ministered to quite a bit. But during the fast, it's important to say, God, I want to take this time to minister to you. But I want to set this time, I want to minister unto the Lord. Zechariah 7:5 said, when you fasted and you mourned in the fifth and seventh months, during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? That's the question God asked Zechariah to say. He said, ask his people. Ask my people when they fasted. When they fasted the times I had set for fasting, they really fasted for me. Or did you fast it for yourself? It's very important that we fasted with the purpose of saying, God, we are fasting to minister to you. I'm not fasting ministering to myself. I'm fasting to minister to the Lord in my heart, knowing that this is important. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Look what it says. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. That's what Paul says. That he disciplines our body. That's what fasting is. It should be a discipline for your body. You're giving up something that is dear to you. You're giving up something as a sacrifice to saying, God, I am wanting to get closer to you. God, I'm wanting more of you. God, I need an answer in this area of my life. And so as I enter into my fast, I realize that I am putting my body into subjection. I can bring it to subjection. How many of our bodies need to be in subjection? Isn't that true? Very true. How many of our bodies can really get out of subjection? So fasting creates a discipline that you are bringing your body into subjection and saying, God, I want to get myself realigned back with your will, back on the right purpose, putting the main thing. We're called to present our bodies as what? A living sacrifice. Scripture said we're called to be a living sacrifice. How do we become a living sacrifice? By keeping our bodies sacrificed. God, we're sacrificing our will. We're sacrificing to the things that you want us to do. Let me give you some things tonight. I want to talk about some biblical reasons for the fast. I'm not going to have a chance to go really deep in every one of these stories. And so if you're taking notes, I want you to write these references down. And during your fast, you can go back and look at these different stories of fasting and what they were doing during the fast and gain some great knowledge and power to fuel this fasting period in your life. But let me give you some reasons why you should fast and when to fast. You fast when you're in a crisis, number one. You fast when you're in a crisis. You see in Esther, we talked about it a little last week in Esther 4:15. When we found out that Mordecai, who said, hey man, Haman's trying to get rid of me, he's going to kill the Jews, he's got a plot to kill all the Jews off. And of course, she said, fast for 3 days. She called the fast and said, tell everybody to fast for 3 days for me. Don't eat or drink. Don't do anything. Pray and fast for me because I'm going to go to the king and try to tell him what's going to happen. And if I go there without the favor of the king, I will die. And of course, if I die, then all the Jews are going to be tricked and they're going to be dead as well. So we knew that this was an important thing. Let me tell you, this is such a great principle. As I was studying this week, I realized this one thing about this story. We talked about how Esther went to the king and found favor. And that through fasting, she found favor with the king. It was through the power of the fasting of the people, that when she went to the king, he called her and he bid her in, and she found a supernatural favor. Usually, if you went to the king uninvited, you were put to death. That was the law of the land. If you went to the king, to his chambers, and you were uninvited, and the law said you were put to death. So for her to enter into his court without an invitation first, she was putting her life on the line. But fasting gave her favor with the king. All right. Let's apply it to our life. How many of us know that fasting will give you favor with your king? That we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that when we fast, when we call it fast, that we are gaining favor with our king. I believe that was just not an accident that she was fasting during that time. But it was an example. It was something I've told you many times in the physical. We read a story in the Bible that has a double spiritual meaning. I believe it's one of those meanings we see here where God's saying, when you fast, you are going to get approval. You're going to get favor with the king. We see in Acts 9:9 where Paul fasted for 3 days when he was blind. He was in a crisis, man. He was blind. He fasted for 3 days. He didn't need a drink. He didn't know what to do. Listen, when you're in a crisis, you begin to fast. God, I need you really bad. God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where the answer's going to come from. I don't know where the finances is going to come from. I don't know where the answer's going to come from. I don't know where the help's going to come from. All I know is it comes from you. And so I'm fasting, God, and I'm believing you that you're going to move supernatural in my crisis. Number two, we see where Daniel said, bring clarity to your vision. It brings clarity to your vision. Number two, fasting will bring clarity to your vision. We see in Daniel chapter 10 where Daniel had been given a vision from the Lord, and he had this great complex vision, and as he was getting this vision from the Lord, he was very troubled because he really didn't have the full understanding of this vision that God was trying to tell him. God was trying to reveal some very deep spiritual truths about the land and the leaders and things that are going to happen. And Daniel did not understand it completely. So it says that Daniel therefore went into a 21-day fast. This is where we're getting our numbers for 21 days. He fasted 3 weeks, 3 times 7 is 21. He's using those 21 days as a fasting, even on Daniel's fast. You've probably used that term before. That's actually a fast that I'm going to use it myself personally. It's where we didn't eat any meat or any sweets or any breads. And that's what we're going to be doing. But of course, we didn't drink anything but water. And so that's the fast I'm personally going to be doing. I believe this is a biblical fast that God was calling him to do. Why did he do it? He just fasted because he didn't have clarity of the vision. How many of us are here that we have problems with the vision? All right, God, I need clarity of the vision you're giving me. God, I know you've got a call in my life. God, I know you've got something you want me to do. God, I know you've given me a vision. God, I know you've got something, but I can't fully get clarity of where the next step is. God, I know you wanted to take my marriage to a higher level, but I really don't understand exactly how to get there. God, I know you've got something different on my job, the place you want me to go. God, I know you've got something different in ministry. I know you've got different things. And fasting brings clarity of vision. Very simple. He fasted, and after he fasted 21 days, God gave him the revelation of that vision. And so when you fast, God's going to give you this different eyes to see things through. You see things, you ever notice when you see something for a long time to think about a problem, you can't get the answer, and all of a sudden somebody else will come along and look at it, and go, here's the solution right here. You're like, oh, why did I see that? Why did I think about that? That's kind of the same way that fasting does in our life. When we fast, that's something we've been looking at, a problem we've been looking at for a long time, all of a sudden, God, when you fast, will give you a different set of glasses to look through. And you'll get a clearer vision about what's happening, what God wants you to do, where God's taking you in your life, and how to get there. Number three, we see where we need to re-examine our lives spiritually during the fast. We re-examine our lives spiritually during this fast. We need to ask ourselves this question. Am I as close to God as I need to be? Am I reading God's word the way that I know that I should? Am I praying on a regular basis the way I should? Am I really drawing close to the Lord the way that I know that I need to be? We see all through scripture where even what God commanded Moses in Leviticus chapter 23, he commanded Moses, hey, set aside this day. Tell people, fast for me. Seek after me. Make it one time a year, they can fast the whole day, just concentrating, asking yourself these things. God, am I doing your will, God? Am I as close to you as you want me to be? In Jeremiah 36:6, we see where he called it fasting days. He said, tell people, call it fasting days. And they were to go, and says that they would fast and to pray, and they were to read the scriptures all that day. And so we see these things constantly in scripture where God gave the prophet's commands to tell people to fast this day, seek after me, examine themselves to see where they're at. Number four, never go into a major battle without fasting first. Anyone here ever been in a major battle spiritually in your life? I mean, I'm talking about this. And if you're going to be tackling something very, very tough in your life, don't ever go through a major battle in your life without taking time to fast and pray. And we see this principle very clear in Scripture. It's a great story about this in the book of Judges. In Judges 20, chapter 20, it says that you see where Judah was sent out to do battle. And the Lord told them, go out and do battle. I'm going to give you victory. They went out to do battle. This guy was on their side. Isn't that great? God's called us to battle. We will not lose. They're singing all the way. Yeah. And they go there and they leave. 22,000 people killed. And they come back. They're in mourning. And they're like, God, you told us to go. And they said, yeah, I told you to go. I still want you to go. And so they got up and reassembled the troops. They went out the next time. God's called us to victory. You know, they're all ready to do battle. And instead of winning, they lost 18,000 more people the next time they went out. And so they came back, and then they began to humble themselves. And so not only did they humble themselves, it says then they began to fast and pray. And then they went back out, and when they went back out, then they destroyed their enemy completely. Just wiped them off the map. What was the difference in all three times? There's only one thing that we can find in the scripture, in the story, that was any different than any other time. The only thing we find that it is different, they prayed every time. They know God was leading them every time. The only thing we find different in the story was they fasted. It's the only thing they did different. They just took time to fast before they went out and battled. And when they fasted, God empowered them to go out and to destroy their enemy. So anytime you're going to be in a major battle in your life, and you're trying to say, all right, this is going to be a big spiritual battle. You know what I'm talking about. It's the kind of thing when you've got something going on in your life, and you say, this isn't just an easy fix. This is going to be a major battle. This is going to be a major battle in my finances. This is going to be a major battle in my marriage. This is going to be a major battle in my children, in my health, whatever it is. You've got a major battle you're facing. Take time to fast, because God then will bring the victory through the fasting. We see number 5, that fasting lifts judgment, even on the wicked. There's a great story in 1 Kings chapter 21 of King Ahab. I remember that way, right? Okay. King Ahab, and he had this great wife by the name of Jezebel. I mean, you know, okay? This is the story. You hear someone say, she's a Jezebel. Okay, this is where the story comes from. That name comes from. Jezebel and Ahab in Kings 21. It says that he had looked out and he saw a vineyard that someone has that was living next door to his kingdom. And he's like, I want that vineyard for myself. And he went to the man and said, hey, I want to buy your vineyard. I want it for myself. He's like, I'll even help you get another land, but this guy's a king. You're a wicked man. And you think I'm going to give you my inheritance? I inherit this vineyard from my people. We're a godly people. And your wife, she's a scum of the earth, and you're no better. You're both wicked people. And you think I'm going to give you godly land for you, king? Forget it. And so as he went back, he's like, God, I wanted that vineyard, you know. It's not enough to have all this kingdom. I got to have this vineyard. And so Jezebel said, what's wrong, honey? And he told her, you won't give me your land. I want that vineyard. And she said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And so she went out and manipulated people. And they set up this big party. They invited this guy to come in to the party. And while he's there, they had people come up and falsely accuse him of blaspheming against God, blaspheming against the king. These guys walk into this party and say, this is the same guy that was speaking out against the king. They caused a riot to go up against him and took this man out and he stoned him and killed him. All because of this wicked Jezebel had this plot and he manipulated people to go out and stone him. And when he lost his land, of course, because he was dead, the king spoke to him and stepped up and took it. They went to the vineyard and said, I finally got my vineyard. Hey, they took the vineyard over. And it says, while he was there, the prophet came to him and said, listen, dude, you messed up big time. God is not happy with what happened. He said, God's going to feed your carcass to the birds of the air. He's going to take your wife, and the dog's going to tear her flesh off her bones. And you're going to feed the flesh to the other birds of the air. I mean, he's really just laying it out there. It says the king, Ahab, was like so disturbed. It says that he went out, and he humbled himself before God, and he began to fast and pray. And it was during that time of fasting and prayer that God lifted that judgment from him. So let me tell you this, that when you fast and pray, even over someone who's wicked, that you can literally lift judgment and give them even a grace period in your life. You have a child that maybe you know is not living right, and maybe you have a child or a spouse or somebody you know that, for the grace of God, they are in some big trouble. When you fast and pray for them, you are actually extending grace. You can actually extend grace period in their life. But ultimately, they got to make that decision on their own. They know that. Do the right thing. But you can actually, through the power of your prayers, combined with fasting, that you can actually hold the hand of judgment for a time. And the judgment did come to this man that was extended back down through many generations before he came back. Just through his fasting, he was able to extend the hand of judgment. So realizing the power of fasting can lift the hand of judgment and keep it back. And we see also where fasting releases dominion. Fasting releases dominion. This is the last point. Fasting releases dominion. In Luke chapter 4, we see where Christ went to the garden and he prayed before he went to his public ministry. He went 40 days and fasted and prayed 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't actually go to the garden, he went to the wilderness. But there was someone who had dominion. You know his name was before Jesus? You had dominion on earth before Jesus? Just a man. You know his name was? His name was Adam. Adam and Eve had dominion. We were given dominion in the garden over the things of the world, of the earth. He was given dominion, spiritual dominion over the earth. But he lost that through the trick of Satan. We don't let it fail, but he lost dominion. And so Adam lost it in the garden. And Jesus went back and got the dominion, returned back in the wilderness. He fasted 40 days, took back that dominion. He came back out. He resisted the temptations of the devil. And we know that it's through this fasting time that Jesus received his strength to do his public ministry and took back dominion to the place where God was calling him to go. He was stepping out into a new dominion, not only through the power of being called a son of God. He was son of God, but he stepped out into a new dominion as a son of man as well. And that dominion happened through the power of a 40-day fast. Jesus gained it back in the wilderness. So let me say this to you. The answers will come during fasting. Solutions will come during fasting. Financial breakthrough will come during fasting. Health can be restored during fasting. Marriage can be put back together during fasting. Children can come back home during fasting. Things are happening during the power of fasting. It's not something to take lightly, but we enter into it with a very reverent heart of knowing what we're doing through the power of this fast. Give it up. So let me ask you these things. This is what I want you to do as you are choosing together. This is what I'm asking everybody at Destiny Church to do. Now, of course, I'm asking all of us to choose what you're going to do. What are you going to fast for 21 days? And I'm asking everybody to do the same fast. Like I told you before, some of you, if you've never fasted food before, it's not a good idea if you fast food if you never fasted before. If you are going to fast food for the first time, I suggest doing it one day a week for 3 weeks, okay? And then fasting something else during that time. Kind of grow into it. And so I just encourage you to find something, though. All of us are committing to say, I want to find something I can give up. It needs to be something that's dear to you, like I said before. Don't fast something that's not going to mean anything to you. Don't fast unless it really means something to you. It's something that means a big deal when I fast it up. I'm asking all of us during this time we're fasting, I'm asking everyone to listen only to worship and Christian music. This is a big one right here. This is a big one. Pastor, you're asking us to listen only to worship or Christian music. Does that mean I can't listen to talk radio? All I'm saying is when you would usually listen to music, I'm not saying I listen to it all day long. I'm just saying that when you're in a car or you're getting ready for work or whenever you would normally listen to music, I'm just asking you during this 21 days, I'm just going to listen to Christian and worship music, okay? Just put it in your mind and your heart, just that worship atmosphere during this time of fasting. You're changing the climate of what you're doing. Is there anything wrong with that music? I'm not saying there's a bit of thing wrong with it. You know me, I love the 80s, man. It's going to be hard for you, man. But during this time, I want to make sure that I'm really consecrating myself to the Lord. So as I'm just asking you, as a church body, let's do this part together. Let's make sure that when we do listen to music, that we listen to Christian and worship music, putting that, feeding our spirit with that. And then we're also asking you to daily pray and read the Bible during the fast. So if you're skipping a meal, then pray during that time. If you're skipping fasting, skipping a Facebook time, then take the time just pray to the Lord. If you're fasting your favorite TV show or fasting TV when you would normally watch a show, take the time to fast and pray. If you're fasting texting, whatever it is you normally do and be texting to somebody else, instead of texting somebody, just say, God, I just want to take a couple minutes right here and just pray to you. I want to open up your word, my scripture for the day. I want to open my word first for the day. See what I'm asking you to do? And I'm just asking you to walk through with the giving up something, but we're also saying, God, we're going to minister to you. God, we're going to pray to you. So we're all going to do this together. So I'm asking us to do these things together. How many are ready to see God do supernatural breakthroughs in your life? Are you ready for that? See, I'm ready. I'm excited. Because I know what God's getting ready to do in Destiny Church. I know what God's getting ready to do in your life. I know the growth is going to happen. I believe the answers that you've been asking for are going to come during this time. I believe it's breakthrough is going to happen in your life. So are you ready? We're going to start tomorrow, 21 days. First time we've done this church, yeah, exciting time. I think you've got a handcuff. You want this time, yeah. You got a handcuff. I'm really excited. And so I just really take time. I'm going to put God's word in my heart. every day. I pray to Him every day. I do have something. I'm really seeking ministry to the Lord. It's not about what I can give to God. It's about what can I give to the Lord. I want to give Him my worship. I want to give Him my sacrifice. I'm not trying to just take from you. How many know as a parent, when your kids always want to take, want to take, want to take, that you give it out because you're a parent. That's what you do. But how about when they come to you and they just, out of no reason at all, they just want to minister to you. They want to give to you. Maybe this Christmas they bought you Christmas gifts for the first time. You're like, wow, who is this child? No, I understand. Who are you? And what'd you do with my child? You spent your own money on me. You know, it means a lot, doesn't it? Remember that first time they did that? When they come home and they clean the house, that you ask them because they just want to do something for you. They just want to be a part of, a responsible part of the family and just minister to the family. Same way with attitude. It's not about me just taking all the time from my spiritual father, but saying, God, I want to give to you. I want more of you in my life. I want to give more. I'm going to give it up more. I'm giving my heart. I'm giving my time. I'm sacrificing things in my life. But God, I believe in you for a great year. We're sacrificing this first 21 days, the last 21 days of the month, the first month of the year. Say, God, we're setting aside. We want to be closer to you. We want to draw closer to you. We're believing certain things. Write those things out. What am I looking for? What's the target areas? What's my favorite scripture? I'm using during this 21-day fast. Spend time in prayer daily. Take the time to read scripture. I'm not asking you to read each chapter today like you did before. And just take time. Maybe it's just three verses. Maybe it is three chapters. Whatever you can find time. Take time. Read your scripture of the day. Put it in your heart. Let's stand to the Lord in prayer tonight. We're going to close with this song tonight, and I really hope that you are just cementing in your heart this time of fasting. We're going to sing this song, The More I Seek You. And as we do tonight, as we sing this song, I want you to make a prayer to our God. For these 21 days, I want to seek you like I never had before. Come on. They mess up. They'll be going, ah, I told you so. Yeah, you think you're doing? You can't eat that. You said you was not going to have any meat at all. I saw you take a bite of that soup, and that soup had a piece of meat in it. And I saw it. I'm telling Pastor Gene. Don't send me an email. I really could care less. To be honest with you. I don't want to know. It's between you and the Lord. No one's made you the fasting police, okay? What He has made you is encouraging to your brother, okay? We're to encourage our brothers and our sisters. And so, you know, if you mess up or you have a bad day, sometimes you may even have been put into a situation where you have to eat something or you have to do something you normally wouldn't want to do because of that fast. That's okay. God understands. God's not going to, you don't blow your whole fast because maybe you had a bad moment or something without your control, okay? It's all right. It's about the heart of what's going on and what you continue to press and during this 21 days. But we need to encourage each other. So we're going to take time right now. I want you right now just to begin to pray for the person to your right. Just hand it over. Just pray that God will give us strength in this fast and the purpose will be fulfilled in our life. I'll just pray for Father in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, for the person whose hand we hold to our right now. Father, as brothers and sisters of Christ, we just pray that God, you would lift them up. God, may they feel empowered in these 21 days, God, to reach a place in you they maybe have never been before. As they sacrifice, Lord, maybe they never sacrificed before through this way of fasting things. I pray that you give them spiritual breakthrough, that you show them clarity and vision. You give them answers they're asking. God, that your supernatural power, Lord, would just be alive in the situations they're believing for. God, we believe together. We're not only praying for our situation, God, but we're praying for our brother and our sister. Just pray for the person on the other side of them. Father, we pray right now for the person on our left, the same thing, God, that you just empower them, Father. This 21 days will be this great journey for you. This is not a time of going back. This is a time of going forward, God. It's not a time of giving up. It's a time of giving up so we can grow, go forward together. God, I believe in you, God. You're going to do great things in your life. God, we're praying for our brothers and sisters right now, God. We encourage them that, God, they can make it. We come against any thought that says they won't make it, or they can't stick it out, or they're going to fail. God, we come against any of those thoughts right now that are trying to speak failure. But God, we speak life. We speak they will be victorious, and they will stick with it. And God, they're going to overcome, and God, they're going to make history, God, but they're going to do something for the first time they've never done before. And God, it's going to be a great time of spiritual growth in our life. And God, we believe it's going to happen, God. We speak it out in the name of Jesus. So we just believe that in Jesus' name, and we pray together. Now, come on, if you want to feel free tonight, if you feel comfortable doing this, just lift your hand to heaven and say, God, I want everything you have for me.
Lord,
I want to minister to you, God, like I never had before. I want to know you in a way that I never had before. God, I want to love on you in a way that I haven't done on a daily basis. Maybe you do it at church and I've done it periodically. God, I want to learn to love on you every day, even when I'm riding in my car. Or God, when I'm home alone. Or God, when I'm doing something on my job. My mind will just slip into a place for just loving on you. Ministering to you, God. Loving being in your presence. I love turning on that CD in my car because, God, it brings your presence in there. God, I just love being with you. And Father, I just thank you, God, as we're loving you tonight, God, that we're going to minister to you, God. Tell you how much we love you, God. Get the focus off ourselves, God, and say, we love you. God, we're pursuing after you. God, we believe you. The best is still yet to come. We say it again. We believe you got the best is still yet to come. You believe that? Say amen.
Yeah.
One more time. Give them the hand, God. Praise. Guys, thank you so much for being here. It really means a lot to me. And this, I know that the staff, that this last minute thing we're able to put together, and I really appreciate you guys taking time to be here. It speaks a lot about the volume of our church. I mean, you know, that speaks a lot about what's happening at the core of our church, that you guys are here tonight on a spirit of moment like this. So I really greatly appreciate it. Keep watching Facebook. We'll be texting. We'll get a message out. We'll make sure we get the word out. We're planning on meeting next time we get to church. If there's anything that changes different than that, we'll let you know, okay? We'll definitely have it out there.
Wednesday.
No, Wednesday night this week. We'll have to be doing, I'll have construction going on, so we're going to be putting our efforts to finish cleaning up, getting ready for Sunday. So we'll have to put off this Wednesday for one Sunday, then we'll continue our fasting and prayer nights after that. Life groups, also life groups will be kicking off this coming Sunday for the semester. And so if you're involved in a life group, they'll be meeting this coming Sunday, and we'll be talking more about that this next coming Sunday, but we're going to get you involved in a life group, a home group as well. Okay? Hey, if you can help us out, stack the chairs where you're at and stack our chairs up. We want to clean up very nice. We've got other things going on this week in this building, so let's make sure we clean up ourselves. Thank you, and God bless you.